It was night before the brown rats ceased searching the woodlands for Vizca's crew beasts. They retired to the camp formerly set up by Magga, where they relit the fire and settled down to consume what foods remained there. Stringle sat watching Tantail and Diddle. They were boiling a variety of eggs, which the Blood Gullet's crew had gathered. Stringle was quite pleased with himself.
Ha ha! Look at that now!
Wood pigeon, coot, plover and quail eggs. I'll curdly and enjoy that lot, eh?
He watched Tantail and Diddle, nodding their heads ruefully. Then Stringle laughed aloud.
Ha ha, mates, well, curdly ain't getting none, cos we're gonna eat them ourselves.
Giggling like three dibbins, the brown rats began shelling and gobbling down the eggs. Tantail found the partially full keg of ship's grog. She sampled it, drawing in a deep breath.
Whoa! This is the stuff to put a curl in your tail.
Soon they were all enjoying the fiery liquor, laughing and gurgling uproariously at Diddle's imitation of Gruntan Curdly, which was fairly accurate. She stuck out her stomach, belching cavernously.
Oi there, peel me more eggs, you swabs, or you'll find yourself suffering a time of the curdlies.
Stringle swigged more grog, wiping tears of merriment from his eyes.
The old long bucket, let him wait. We'll camp here and go back tomorrow, mate. Make the best of it while you can. Ahoy there, what's this?
A band of returning brown rats swaggered in, dragging a prisoner. It was Magga, with his paws bound behind him and a rope halter about his neck. Their leader, Bladge, gave the weasel a kick, sending him sprawling close to the fire.
We collared one of them, Captain. Guess what his name is? Maggot. Ain't that a daft handle?
Stringle placed his footpaw on Maggot's cheek, forcing the terrified weasel's face into the dirt.
Maggot, eh? You're an ugly-looking cove. What'll we do with ye, Maggot? Let ye live or slay ye?
Magga gazed fearfully up at the savage painted face of the brown rat captain, stammering.
Let me live, sir. I'm no harm to any beast.
Tantail tickled his nose with a knife point, watching him flinch.
An armless maggot, eh? Where's your boss? Fiskus Summit, that's his name, ain't it?
Magga pronounced his captain's name properly.
It's Fiskus Longtooth, and I don't know where he is.
Stringle took a burning stick from the fire. Magga yelped, arching his back as the brown rat ran the flaming timber down it, cautioning him.
Then you better find out where this Vizca Longtooth is, even you want to live. Is he alive or dead?
Taking what he thought was the easy option, Magga whined.
Probably dead by now, I think.
Stringle took Tantail's knife. He held it against Magga's throat.
Probably dead, you think? What sort of talk's that? I'll tell you what. Shall I slit your gizzard and see if I think you're probably dead, eh? Now let me set you straight about all this, Maggot. I can't go back to Gruntan Curdly and tell him his enemy's probably dead. My boss is a brown rat warlord. What he wants to hear is that old Vizca Longtooth is stiffer than a cold frog what's been flattened by a falling tree in a snowstorm. There ain't no problems with Curdly. So I'm going to ask ye just once more. Is Vizca dead?
Magga knew his life depended on the answer. He replied without hesitation.
He's dead.
Stringle smiled and stroked his captive's head.
Well said, good old Maggot. Now tell me again, but this time say it was me what killed him.
Magga was past caring about the truth. He would have said anything Stringle wanted.
Aye, Vizca's dead and you're the one what slayed him.
Stringle waggled the knife point close to Magga's eyeball.
Very good. Now don't you forget it. Keep saying it to yourself, Maggot. You'll live long and happy if ye do.